cultural adaptation of the Oxford Digital Multiple Errands Test, OxMET, for an English-speaking North American population. Sam S. Webb 1, Suzanne Peria Burns 2, Anders Jespersen 3, Neil DeMaio 1. 1 Department of Experimental Psychology, University of Oxford, 2 University of New Mexico School of Medicine, 3 Division of Psychiatry, University of Edinburgh. Introduction. Executive function refers to higher-level mental abilities which enable an individual to adapt to novel situations, shift between tasks, and inhibit preponent behaviors in order to reach a goal. 2. Sometimes individuals with acquired brain injury may perform well on highly structured abstract tasks but may have impairments in everyday life. 3. The Multiple Errands Test, MET, was created to identify impairments in everyday behavior which are missed on highly structured assessment of executive function. 3. The MET uses a shopping scenario with rules, multiple tasks, and constraints on time or resources. Various versions exist of the MET, including home-based assessments. 4. Hospital versions 5, 6, and generic adaptable versions 7. The Oxford Digital Multiple Errands Test, OxMET, 1 is a computer tablet-based, aphasia-friendly, 5-minute assessment that uses a British shopping street scenario to assess executive functioning. 1. It requires participants to buy 6 items and answer 2 questions with constraints on number of visits to shops, time used, and money spent. The test was standardized and normed in a United Kingdom-based sample of 124 healthy adults and was subsequently validated in a clinical sample of stroke survivors. 1. Our objective was to detail the North American cultural adaptation of the OxMET. Methods. 6 occupational therapy students, OTs, and as well as a highly experienced expert, author SB, reviewed the OxMET task, each completing a standardized cultural adaptation document, see doi.org/10.17605/osf.io/2qj9h for the document. After identification of items in shops which required adaptation from for a North American sample, the illustrator on the OxMET team, author A.J., redesigned the stimuli and these were checked by authors S.B. and S.W. An iterative approach to stimuli design was used, with author S.B. checking stimuli and assessing suitability and requesting changes. This led to further stimuli refinement. In addition, following completion of the OxMET stimuli adaptation, 5 occupational therapists completed the suitability assessment of materials for evaluation of health-related information for adults, SAM questionnaire 8, to assess the finalized cultural adaptation, specifically, sections regarding literacy demand, sentence construction and vocabulary, and cultural adaptation, all subsections. Figure 1 shows the original OxMET shopping street and example of stimuli. Figure 1. The original shopping street from the Oxford Digital Multiple Errands Test, OxMET, including exemplar items on the right side of 2 types of stamps, battered fish, and malted vinegar. Results. Stimuli changes. Stimuli were integrated and adapted into the OxMET USA. Changes are detailed in Table 1. Table 1. Culturally adapted changes from the original OxMET to the OxMET USA. Original stimuli in OxMET, adaptive stimuli in OxMET USA. Shopping list item, wellies, rain boots. Shop name type, shop, store. Shop name type, post office, U.S. Postal Service. Shop name type, green grocer, farmer's market. Shop name type, butcher's shop, meat market. Shop name type, fish and chips, burgers. Currency, pound, dollar. Item in shop, first and second class stamps, forever stamps, and postcard stamps. Item in shop, malt vinegar, ketchup. Item in shop, seed tape, seed packet. Figure 2 shows the new OxMET USA design and exemplar stimuli with currency and style changes. Figure 2. The new shopping street from the Oxford Digital Multiple Errands Test, USA, OxMET USA, including exemplar items on the right side of 2 types of stamps, a burger, and ketchup. SAM questionnaire findings. On the SAM questionnaire revealed that 3 of the 5 students considered the sentence construction to be of superior quality, with 2 considering it adequate. All OTs reported the vocabulary in the adapted version to be of superior quality. 4 OTs considered the cultural match and cultural imagery of the updated stimuli to be of superior quality and 1 considered them adequate. On a scale of 0, definitely not recommended, to 10, recommended without reservation, 2 OTs scored the updated OxMET 10, 2 scored 9 and the final OT scored the updated OxMET 8. Discussion: we aim to detail the adaptation of the psychometrically validated Oxford Digital Multiple Aarons Test, OxMET, for a North American population. Occupational therapists, those most likely to adopt and use the OxMET tool, first assessed the OxMET for changes regarding stimuli to reflect North American culture. This resulted in adapted stimuli and names of items and shops more commonly used in the USA. When the OxMET was adapted, the occupational therapist then reviewed the finalized version and rated it for cultural relevance using the SAM questionnaire, which revealed adequate superior quality of our adaptation. Conclusion: the North American cultural adaptation of the OxMET was completed with new shopping street design and stimuli, which keeps the same style and placement of items in shops to enable lower confounds between cultural versions. Future research will include normative data collection and validation of the OxMET USA. Once normed and validated, we envisage the OxMET USA as a useful tool for assessing executive functioning in clinical populations. References: 1. Webb SS, Anders J, Julie G, Payne F, Basting R, WMD, et al. The Oxford Digital Multiple Aarons Test, OxMET, Validation of a Simplified Computer Tablet-Based Multiple Aarons Test. Neuropsychol Rehabil. 2021. 2. Goldstein S, Naglieri J A, Princiana D, Odero T M. Introduction, A History of Executive Functioning as a Theoretical and Clinical Construct. In Handbook of Executive Functioning. Springer, 2014. p. 312. 3. Schleis T., Burgess P. Deficits and Strategy Application Following Frontal Lobe Damage in Man. Brain J. Newell, 1991, 114:2:727:41. 4. Burns S. P., Dawson D. R., Period J. D., Vass A., Pickens N. D., Neville M. Development, Reliability, and Validity of the Multiple Aarons Test Home Version, MET Home, in Adults with Stroke. M.J. Akupther, 2019, 73:3:730:5030:p110. 5. Alderman N., Burgess P.W., Knight C., Henman C. Ecological Validity of a Simplified Version of the Multiple Aarons Shopping Test. J. and Neurosikal Sok, 2003, 91:3144. 6. Knight C., Alderman N., Burgess P.W., Development of a Simplified Version of the Multiple Aarons Test for Use in Hospital Settings. Neuropsychol Rehabil, 2002, 12:3:231:55. 7. Bazani B., Boss Eddie S., Kant L.E.S., Erman S., Rover A.F., Navarid E., et al., Development of a Generic Version of the Multiple Aarons Test for Severe Acquired Brain Injuries. Apple Neuropsychol Adult, 2021, October 18, 00:18. 8. Doak C., Doak L., Root J. Teaching Patients with Low Literacy Skills, Book. 2nd. J.B. Lippincott Company, 1996. Available from https://www.hsph.harvard.edu/health-literacy/resources/teaching-patients-with-low-literacy-skills/.